This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today alleged that rampant corruption and maladministration under the Trinamool Congress-led government ruined West Bengal. Addressing a press conference in Kolkata today, Mr. Shah accused that Trinamool Congress failed on the security issue. He alleged the Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, failed to address the infiltration issue. Mr. Shah said the next election will be fought on the issues of stopping infiltration and removing infiltrators from West Bengal. He said infiltration happening from the Bengal border is an issue of national security.
The next election will be fought on the issues of stopping infiltration and removing infiltrators from the state. Infiltration from Bengal border is a matter of national security. If we want to protect the country's culture and ensure the nation's security, then the borders of Bengal must be sealed. To achieve this, a patriotic government must be brought to power, something Mamata Banerjee cannot do. Only and only the Bharatiya Janata Party can do this.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the Parliament has passed the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill, keeping present needs in mind and to remove shortcomings of the earlier MG Narega scheme. He was addressing media at a press conference in Bhopal today. Mr. Chauhan said Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen has been linked with the Prime Minister's Gati Shakti initiative to make it more effective. He said the mission includes a clear provision for unemployment allowance and necessary financial arrangements have been ensured under the Act.
Under the Viksit Bharat Gram Yojana, efforts have been made to link the scheme directly with the development. The Gram Panchayat will prepare an integrated development plan for the village and only those works that are identified as necessary for the village by the Gram Sabha and the Gram Panchayat will be carried out under this scheme. This is a commitment of the Honorable Prime Minister, and for this commitment to be fulfilled, developed villages are essential. Without developed villages, a developed India cannot be achieved.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has interacted with eminent economists and sectoral experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi to seek their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2026-27. At the meeting, experts shared their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in a social media post. BNP's media cell said Khalida Zia breathed her last while receiving medical care at a private hospital. Khalida Zia, a two-time prime minister, was one of the most prominent figures in Bangladesh's politics for decades and served as BNP chairperson for many years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia in Dhaka in a social media post. Mr. Modi said, as the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, her important contributions towards the development of Bangladesh as well as India-Bangladesh relations will always be remembered. Dense fog condition in northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, over 20 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather. As per the Delhi airport, 118 flights have been cancelled today due to foggy weather and poor visibility. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has issued an advisory and urged passengers to proactively check flight status and remain in contact with the concerned airlines. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.